don't know how he can build and sell homes at this rate, but he is doing it. And that's what they're selling for. I can't, you know, argue with the numbers, because I hated it when he started building them, because that our hopes all dashed that we were going to make some property. Those of us that come in and bought the houses thought we were going to get an increase in a few years after the economy changed, and it just hasn't happened.
Jeff, you're the comparable manager. She's talking about this being listed through Keller Williams. Are you looking there?
I mean, I know these houses, and our office, not me personally, but our office has sold these. I mean, they're accurate. I mean, you've done your homework. I mean, those are solid comps. So, we asked the people present evidence. You presented four houses here.
All within sight of his. Is the 169 what you had figured?
Yes, 169.9. Mine's got about 100 square foot more for some reason than what's showing on that, if that's accurate as far as the square footage goes. But those also have pavement and level yards, and I'm on a pretty steep grade with some issues there. So I just kept the value the same as a trade-off.
We're going off 2015, is that correct?
Yeah, January 1st, 2015.
January 1st, 2015.
Yeah.
That top one is at 3244 for 169.9. Let's say 11, 10, 11.
Yes. Yeah, that's just what they sent. And I circled that. That's outside of the 3 years, but it is the same square footage. The others looks like they sold 13 or 14. And actually, the later ones are sold for less than that one, which is showing the property values going down. They're going to have an increased square footage, but they're bringing less. So it's showing a downtrend, if you want to look at it that way. I didn't really realize that until just now. But.
I mean, do we want to see what that one's assessed for?
That's what Chuck was talking about. Yes.
Well, I was looking.
What's 443 assessed for?
$3,041. Yeah, and yours is, how many square feet is yours?
3410.
And this 33 what?
This one's 3,041. That's the one on Jasmine.
Yeah. I'm going to make a motion that we set his property at 169.9.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
All right, well, gentlemen, thank you very much, and I appreciate your time and cooperation. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.
You bet.
See you, Ryan.
Mine's on number 57. I looked at her app, and she's marked in person, but next to it she put or. I will appear by teleconference. So do you want to try and give her a call?
I can,
what's
yes.
Your name? Which case are you here for?
He's here for Greg Slavic, or 63 and 64.
The page, if I could, the lady's blind, and this parcel's out by Long Creek Ridge. It's got an older double-wide mobile home on it, and it's a nice lot. But anyway, that's her point.
All right, but she's got this. Is this house? She's got all these lots combined. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a corner lot, if I remember right. And I'm not even sure that you can see the lake, but if some trees are cleared, it might be a real dandy lot. And I probably shouldn't have said anything. You probably ought to call her and let her explain it to you.
No, that's...
But she has called in and talked to me about it.
Go ahead and give her a ring, but we've got actually those lots out there. Paradise Village that was small, and they combined a bunch of them when they built houses on them. I think last year, one of the contractors had to buy four lots to build a house on it.
Yeah. This one I don't think is in that same area you're talking about, but it's on down closer to there, you can see it. But they evidently weren't big lots. They've added again.
Hello, this is Paige Williams. I'm unable to come to the phone right now, so please leave your name, telephone number, and a brief message. I'll get back to you as quickly as possible. Thank you.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Do you have any comparables right around what, right around close that sold around there?
Across
the street or any values around on those?
The deal is, part of it is, as you go on down Amanda Street or road, whatever, those are, a lot of those are just really nice homes, and Lakeview, and hers is on the corner. Again, I think it's got a Lakeview somewhat, and their thought is to develop it, I believe, and put a nice home on it. Her point is that the old double wide is not really worth that much. And the question is, what's the lot value? And
so somebody live there now?
Yes, it's her home. It's where she lives, if I understood correctly.
And it's got, does it have water and sewer?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, double wide mobile home, 1970. I don't know, it's been there that long, but do you?
And you've got it valued?
Been there a long time. Getting.
Now you've got it valued at 76.7.
What's she asking?
Well, I didn't get that from her. No, that's Miss Moore. I did talk to her that you need to establish what you feel like the value is, so the board has a target, and evidently she didn't get that done.
Let me ask another question. Did you reassess this one?
Yes, correct. Yeah, we've been out there.
Can you pull up what we had on it before?
Yes, sir.
I can't see it.
We went from 56,000 to 76,795 when it was reassessed. So it went up $20,000.
What's the mobile worth?
Well, that's a $100 question. It is.
You've got a residential structure of 26,795 and a 1970 modular worth
26,795.
1970?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
No.
But is an acre on the lake and an acre on the lake worth more than 50,000?
I don't think so. When we reassessed, we found lot values at less than $10,000 out there. And we reassessed them up to $50,000 for those lake lots. And lots of them took big increases. But
that lot there that lays alongside the road is of 86 Highway with a lake view could be used as a commercial lot. It could be rezoned or anything. You got it at 76. I'm going to make a motion that we set this at $60,000.
60.
That's considering the lot and the very low value on the double wide.
We have a motion and a second to set it at 60,000. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Morning, Aaron.
CJ.
How are you? Doing good. What's our first one here? 117 Michael Drive.
That's the address where they live in Arkansas.
Let's
Lot 17?
Yeah,
that's that right. Yeah, lot 17.
What you do with
that? Friendly Hills.
Where's that at?
I mean, I'm just north of the chateau on the lake.
Okay.
He purchased it a couple years ago. I think I included a copy of the contract. I paid $20,000 for it. It's an unimproved lot. It's about the smallest lot in the neighborhood. There's electric to it. There's no water or sewer.
Is that one of the areas where they've got the thinking about putting a sewer line across the road? Is it going to be sewer?
That's a little north of there, I think, is where the city of Branson is supposed to put the sewer extension on off of Animal Safari Road.
Going to cross the road up there and
yeah, that's
and
you can actually see you can see the swath that's cut in the trees just north of yeah, right there.
Oh well. Yeah. How big is that lot? It doesn't look like
the lot's an acre. It's actually one of the smaller lots in the neighborhood. Something that, and I didn't want to send in just a massive amount of paperwork, but it looked to me like most of the vacant lots in the neighborhood, from the 1 acre, which is this one, up to some of them are 5 acres, they all had the same assessed value at $48,000. Didn't matter the size. That to me kind of seemed a little odd.
If it's 1 acre
or 5 acres.
And you give $20,000.
Mr. Slavik did, yes, sir.
Yeah, and was it under? It was a distressed sale.
No, sir. It had been on the market for years.
Yeah.
I think they had it on the market since probably 2007 or 2008.
Pretty nice homes down that road, though, isn't there?
There are decent homes. Yeah, there's not been anything built for I don't know, probably 20 years in that neighborhood.
Is there any water and sewer?
There's not on the lot, no. And I think that was some of the recent improvements have been, you know, Mr. Ruda, I think, he put a new road in, but there's no, I think there's been talks with Missouri American Water to run water at some point in the future, but when, you know, is uncertain. The lady that had it for sale, she had it for sale probably for 7 years, 6 or 7 years probably. You know, she had asked, I think in 07 or 08, she was at 100,000.
You know, and kept coming
just
down.
Just kept coming down and down and down.
Any other comps that you have?
I think I submitted a list of them.
Are you on Lakeview? A
couple years ago. There is, there's a Lakeview through the trees. Some of the neighbor's trees would have to get cut down in order to really open it up. But in the winter you can see the lake. During the summer though, there's a couple of big fat trees that are in the way.
Do you have any comps for that neighborhood?
No. Well, I sold 3 lots down the street, but that was in 2011. So these, and that was outside of the 3-year span, so I didn't include those. Some of these other ones, these are nearby lake neighborhoods. Most of those had utilities on them. The two in Stone Ridge, the top two. Those have water and sewer on them, I believe. The one in Sunset Cove does. Stone Ridge does. Estates at Majestic Point. That's down the street from the subject property.
You got this set at $48,000. Jeff, what are you thinking about 30?
I mean, based on some of the comps there.
The comps obviously had water and sewer. The subject property does not. So somebody's going to blow.
Well, one of your comps there is from Stone, looks like Stone Bridge, is that right?
Stone Ridge.
Stone Ridge, okay. Yeah.
Which admittedly is right across the county line, but within a mile or two radius. I mean, I tried to get things fairly close. You can wipe that one if you want to. There's not a ton of stuff in Taney County that's Lakeview that's been selling.
With the Lakeview and everything,
more there.
I'm thinking, I'm leaning towards 30,000, but I'm willing to listen to what you guys are.
What's your recommendation, Chuck?
Oh,
He's recommending 48,000.
Yeah, 48.
I mean, is he